What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
So Parker, on this week's episode of the Elevation Nation podcast, we had on a pretty interesting guest, a friend of ours, Corey Friedman, who, if you guys haven't listened to it yet, definitely go check it out. Corey ended up, after he graduated from college, he took a year where he essentially just lived life without societal expectations, without, you know, looking really towards the future. It was just a year for him to learn about himself, to grow, to live in a cool new city, to push himself outside his comfort zone. So we had a great conversation with Corey, so much so that I think we wanted to talk this week on our Fortitude in 15 a little bit about our conversation we had, some of the things we took away from it. And, you know, Parker and I definitely disagree on some ideas that we have around taking time for yourself. So we're going to get into that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great conversation with Corey. Corey's so like funny and interesting. And I mean, there's so many cool little things that Corey has done. Like at the University of Maryland, he worked in the library coffee shop for 2 years. Every time I would go to the library, I'd see like, hey, Corey. He was like working there like a full-time job, it almost felt like. But even after school, Corey knew that he wanted to go to dental school. And he didn't have the prerequisites to apply directly out of college. So what he did is he was forced to essentially take a gap year. And he moved to Austin, Texas, like Sam said. And instead of kind of just taking those prerequisites for dental school and just getting through, he took it upon himself to make the year all about him. And it was really interesting to hear, Sam. I mean, just catching up with him about what he's done. He worked in what? He was a bouncer at a bar.
He was on a food truck, working on a food truck as well.
Worked on a food truck. He won some square dancing competitions. I mean, like, what? Square dancing? Like,
bartender classes.
Yeah. I guess it is Texas, you know?
It is Texas, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it just brought up such an interesting conversation for Parker and I. You know, so many people live just in the moment, day to day, right? Like their job, they do it. It's not the focus of their life. It's not necessarily a career. It's like a job to pay the bills, and they have their priorities in life elsewhere. I think, you know, especially in the United States, there's this weird societal perception of me that like you need to have a career next step or some other thing that you're striving for. And I think a lot of times people forget to live in the present moment. And that was cool with the conversation with Corey was he took a year, like he wasn't trying to get promoted from bouncer to head bouncer. Like he wasn't trying to work his way up and buy his own food truck. I don't think he was going to compete in the...
He did say that he wasn't able to start as a bartender though. They wouldn't allow it.
Exactly. Exactly. So maybe he was trying to work his way up from bouncer to bartender. But anyways, like long story short is there wasn't like this next step with the jobs that Corey had. It was a way to pay the bills, meet new people, try new things, and live life. And I think that's so much more common in, you know, other countries, where your career is not the center or focus of what defines you, right? Like when you go up to someone and you say, hey, Parker, so what's the first question you ask? What do you do?
Or right? Just like, who are you? And usually people respond.
You go up to someone and you say, hi, who are you?
No, you're right. Or it's like, tell me about yourself. Like, hey, Sam, tell me about yourself. That's fair. The first thing you revert to is what you do for work. And it's a little sad. But I think what's interesting about the Corey thing is, you know, we talk about all these cool things that Corey did. He worked in all these, you know, cool jobs, met all these cool people. But the more important piece about what Corey did living in Austin, Texas for a year was while during the day, his classes were at night. During the day, all of his friends were at the job. So he had an entire day to spend alone and by himself. And Corey truly was able to be introspective and learn new hobbies and new skills, whether that was in art, music. You know, there's many different things that he did and learned about himself that now, you know, he's in his first year at dental school. Now he's like had that self-awareness and is able to apply a lot of the things that he learned from that year where he took the year off and center his life in dental school and help him get through. You know, obviously we all know dental school is rough, and it's just really interesting that he was able to do that. But let's shift the conversation now in the sense that, like, yeah, Corey had a gap year. You and I did not have a gap year. You know, we traveled for a little bit, which was really fun and nice. But I think it now is like we're 3 years out of school almost, which is crazy. How can we do a abbreviated or simulated version of what Corey did? Because that would be cool. And that's what I think young adults need to really try to strive for. Not say go move to a new city or get new jobs or whatnot, but I'm saying find the peace in yourself to push away societal expectations, push away, you know, all the pressures from your friends, but just make some time for you to learn about you.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, I want to bring up a point I heard on a work call earlier today. Someone was like, yeah, I miss, you know, coming into the office and interacting with people. And I don't miss the commute, but I do miss the alone time I had on my commute, whether you're sitting on the train or you're in the car. And that would just like, I hadn't really thought about that there was a positive side to a long commute. But we're now in this COVID working world where you're with roommates or your family, you're with someone, you know, 24/7 for the most part. When are you kind of isolated and able to just think by yourself anymore? And I think it brings up an interesting project that Parker and I are excited to hopefully launch here within the next few weeks. We've been working on a mental fortitude 7-day workbook that essentially is a mini year off, a mini way to be introspective, a boot camp, so to speak, in yourself. And we're really excited that we've been working hard on it and had a lot of people help us with it. Thank you, Rich Keller. Thank you, Matt McPartland. Just helping us grind through this workbook that we think is a way for you to essentially hit pause on your life, block out everything else that's going on, and really take a minute to refocus, re-energize yourself, and work on your mental fortitude.
You bring up a really good point about, I want to get to the workbook too and my point on that, but the first point that you made about the commute is, I say to JJ, my girlfriend, all the time that some of my favorite parts of the day or just life is transition times. I love transition times. I love sitting on a train. I love sitting on an airplane, sitting in a car, whether that's going to work, whether that's going on a vacation, whatever. I just love being in a moment where you really can't do anything else but be in the moment. And that's a transition time. Like, you can't sit in your car and work. You just can't.
Parker, I believe yesterday you may have said that Elevation Nation is a transition company, which I thought was an interesting thing. But we can talk about that another time.
Yeah. Let's look back on 5 years and see what that happens, because it does make sense. Transition company. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to say more about that. But yeah, honestly, those transition moments are great times to be able to think, you know, within yourself, have great conversations, listen to music, read books, watch great videos, whatever. Like, those are special to me. And to your other point, it's like all of us working at home, it's almost like, so, you know, a lot of people have been working at home and have been very lonely. And but I think loneliness is not synonymous with introspection. You know, there are a lot of people who have been lonely and just feel like they're in a rut and they can never get to that point where they can be introspective and truly think in ways that will benefit them in terms of our framework of mental fortitude, for example. And to our workbook that we've been grinding on, I mean, this thing has been in the making for a year now, 12 months, 52 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, 365 days plus or minus. Like, we've put so much time and effort into this because we want to make it right and we want to really help people figure out mental fortitude for themselves. Sam and I have done this thing multiple times and we live it and breathe it every day. And we wanted to figure out a way that we can share with young adults some of the introspective practices that we've implemented in our lives and that others have also implemented in their lives that have truly helped them conquer the real world.
Exactly. So we're really hyped. More to come on that in the coming weeks. We are very close to finalizing it and publishing it and putting it out for the world to see. But yeah, I mean, Parker, you're right. People can't necessarily have the luxury of taking a year off, taking a month off, even taking a week off to just focus on themselves. And I think it's a little bit different than we had an episode on relaxing and unwinding and recharging. In those, I like to turn my brain off, right? I don't want to think. Introspection is not relaxing. It's not necessarily a recharge or a refresh. It's like, it takes work. You got to put in some time. You got to think.
Introspection, you got to work. You got to work. Like I say this, Sam, we say this to people we coach and we mentor. If you want to be introspective and if you want to learn mental fortitude and you're working with us, we're going to put you to work because you need to put in effort to be able to get good return on what you just did. If you half-ass it, you're going to get half-ass return from that. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. So, you know, this workbook is obviously one way that we can coach people and help people through learning introspection. You know, some people are forced into having to be introspective. I don't think it's a skill taught in school. Corey was lucky enough to, you know, have a little bit of time for himself and, again, just be able to grow and push himself outside his comfort zone, gather new experiences, right? Like, I think working on a food truck's pretty cool. I wish I could have had the opportunity to work on a food truck for a bit and learn some life skills, maybe be a square dancing champion while I'm at it. Who knows? But this workbook and putting in some time to be introspective with yourself is going to allow you to, I guess, artificially push yourself outside of the comfort zone, artificially take a fake year off or a month off. It's a consolidated version of you putting in the work to gain mental fortitude.
One more thing to add before we get to my quote is, like Sam said, you can't just go and take a gap year, a month off, whatever, a week. Like, but just remember, every day is a new day to go do something really, really cool. And there are so many unique things that you can do in this world. And sometimes we just get caught in the monotony of life and we continue to go with what we know. But if you can push yourself outside your comfort zone and do something new, try a new food, try a new activity, meet a new person, donate your time to someone else, those are the things that make life meaningful and impactful and will move you forward along the way.
Damn right. I thought that was your quote. That was beautiful, bro.
That was not my quote. That was me talking. So
that was a beautiful quote, man.
Well, maybe they'll be quoting me one day when I'm old and frail. Okay. You ready for this? This quote is by Eliezer Yudkowsky. If you never fail, you're only trying things that are too easy and playing far below your level. If you can't remember any time in the last 6 months when you failed, you aren't trying to do difficult enough things. That's mental fortitude in a nutshell, dude. Having the self-awareness to understand, are you pushing yourself far enough? Are you failing? And then accepting that failure and being like, you know what? I'm going to learn from this. You don't learn from your successes. You learn from your failures. That's what brings you success. Maybe you learn a little bit from your successes, but
I think, yeah. You can learn all the time.
I think you learn a lot more from your failures than you do your successes.
Yeah, I agree.
Open for interpretation. Elevation Nation, what do you think? Seriously, hit me up. Text me, DM me, call me, FaceTime me, whatever. I want to hear what you have to think about it.
And on that note, Peace.
Hey, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to Fortitude and 15 this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, you can follow us at elevationnation.io or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, text us, email us if you want to share your story, you have any ideas for the podcast, or if you think anyone else should join our conversations. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at producedbyjay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. Be sure to tune in for the next conversation. See you then.